God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I don't know what you conceive of when you think of God, but usually we think of someone fairly vague and far off and oftentimes long ago. We tend to relegate God to final graph of our childhood or some pictures perhaps in Sunday school. And because the Bible is so ancient in our mind, we think that God is ancient too. The fact is neither God nor the Bible are old. They're ancient. They're not ancient. They're eternal. And in other words, God is literally ahead of us. But right in the middle of all the plagues on Egypt, on all the plagues specifically on Pharaoh and his gods, the Bible says of God, God says actually in Exodus 8:22, "And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen." Now, what land was that? We're not talking about a nation. We're talking about a country in that it was ground that people were living upon. And Goshen was a place where the children of Israel, first a family, now a nation, were living in Egypt. And over time, there rose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, and Jacob's descendants grew into a nation in Goshen in Egypt. He says, "In which my people dwell, Goshen, that no swarms of flies shall be there." So God was sending a plague, a swarm, on the Egyptians. But it was not going to swarm that part of Egypt where Israel dwelt. This happened on a couple of occasions. God sent plague specifically to those who were pagan. Now we know the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust, and that is true. But here's something that really ought to be remembered, and that is the last part of this verse. The Bible says, "To the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth." In other words, on specific occasions, God sent plagues on Egypt, but not on that part of Egypt. He sent plagues on Egyptians, but not the Israelites who were sojourning with the Egyptians. Why? Why did God make that distinction? Why did he do that? "To the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth." In other words, God is not far off. God is not long ago. God is not vague. The God of heaven is certainly the Lord in the midst of the earth. God is God right here, right now with you. And that's important for you to remember today. This truth was acknowledged by the Egyptian magicians who said, "This is the finger of God." Well, indeed it was. It was not some hocus pocus. It was literally the finger of God. And by the way, that's all it takes. All it takes to run this universe is the little finger of God Almighty. This truth is demonstrated by the judgment on the Egyptian gods. It's often been noted, and certainly it is true, that the specific judgments that gods sent, whether the plague of lice or the plague of flies or the plague on cattle and so on, were direct affronts to specific Egyptian so-called deities. The god of the Nile turned to blood and so on. This truth that God is the God in the midst of the earth was accomplished with discernment, both in verse 22, the verse we've referenced, and then verse 23, God made a distinction. He says, "And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be." Again, God specifically did this as a sign in this specific instance so that people would know that he's the God of the universe. You know, we tend to not really care about a God of the universe if he's not also God on the earth, God in the midst of the earth. Now, friend, let me tell you something. That was taken to its greatest extent when God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, who is Emmanuel, God with us. So God Almighty is the power of heaven on earth, and that is the power that is good for you to trust, follow, and obey wherever you find yourself today.